I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz, infamous Esprit Devora. Today with us on the show, we have Miss Megan McGee, co-founder of MakeApps and Help Her Bot. So excited to get into this. You're listening to We Are LA Tech podcast. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm great, Erica. Thank you. How are you?
Splendid. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the company.
So MakeApps specializes in making web apps and phone apps with one code base, JavaScript. We also make chatbots. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Love it. Okay, perfect. So this is called MakeApps. And is this an actual app? And who's coming to you? What's your ideal like clientele? What do you bring in?
So we mostly work with early stage startups, ideation, or maybe just a little bit of funding. And we really like small teams. My partner, Matthew Jeswell, and I have been freelancing together for 3 or 4 years. And so this was our move to sort of formalize what we've been doing a little bit more.
Love it. Yeah. No, well, we love startups here at We Are LA Tech. So congratulations on really moving up to the next level. So you are a co-founder. What's your role in the company?
I work mostly with the front end coding right now and business development and making coffee.
Sort of
catching the plates as they fly right now. Really enjoying it either way.
Love it. So you're an LA-based company then?
Yes.
Love it. So LA, it's so great. We love Silicon Beach here on the show. What do you think it is about LA that's maybe accelerated the growth of you or the company versus some other city, you know, like San Francisco or San Diego?
I think that LA is a city of creatives, and I really like that you'll find a lot of people working part-time jobs or like, you know, in the entertainment industry. And I've gotten to meet a lot of really amazing people that have these diverse backgrounds, which I really enjoy.
Love it. Yeah, it's kind of like this little melting pot of people with ambition, sort of.
Yeah.
And really pursuing their passions is what I've found. Are you from LA?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, all yeah. Right. So you're from the East Coast. And is your partner LA originally or?
No, also from New Jersey. We met in New York in 2013 and moved out a couple of years later.
Sweet. So straight to our little hub and community. Love it. So what inspired the company? What inspired MakeApps? And then I also mentioned a chatbot called Help Her. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired both?
So MakeApps, it was really inspired by the releases of these new web technologies. So at one point in the recent past, if you were a startup that wanted to build a web app but also a phone app, you would have to hire 2 teams of developers, maybe 3 if you wanted to be on iOS as well as Android. But JavaScript has been advancing at a rapid rate, and there are new technologies that allow web developers to code for mobile. That was really exciting for me as a JavaScript developer to have access to coding for mobile and apps on the web. And so I think it was that excitement that really kind of zapped us to this, okay, we need to be promoting ourselves because there's such an opportunity right now. The startup world is booming and startups can really reduce their overhead if they work with just one code base for all screens. So
you're sort of like this one-stop shop if someone's looking to create an app both for mobile and for online use.
Yes.
Love it. And then we spoke a little bit about the chatbot. It's called Help Her. And that one was really your baby that you're developing.
Yes. So My partner and I also build chatbots as part of Make Apps. And for those of you who don't know, I'll explain a little bit about what chatbots are because I don't want to lose anyone. So if anyone knows about Clippy from Microsoft Word, that funny little paperclip in the corner, he is a chatbot. Siri is a bot. So it's basically a software that you can communicate with as if it were a human, like within the context of a conversation, I mean. And Silicon Valley is really excited about chatbots right now. So
I love chatbots. It's like every other day I go onto a site and some bot will say, hello, how can I help you? And it's kind of like a conversation on demand. It's like that customer service type feel. And it feels so lifelike. It's interesting.
Yeah. And I think that is why it is so promising. I think that the direction that technology is moving in, I think that the software will be replacing a lot of the sort of redundant kind of tasks. Helper is a chatbot, particularly for humans that are at risk. So the bot has information about resources that can help people, such as food pantries and shelters and safe houses. If you're in a situation where you desperately need to get to a shelter, running to an agency may not be an option.
Or calling a hotline. Where the heck is the number?
Yeah. Yeah. And even Google can be a little bit overwhelming, especially for someone who is in crisis. And so the idea is to connect the people to the agencies and also the agencies to the people. So it's not only a resource for the people that the agencies are serving, but a platform for the agencies to deliver the information about the services they offer. And eventually I would like it, we envision it being built out so that the agencies can directly communicate with the users on a separate platform.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. So you're working on this night and day. Where in LA are you based?
I'm in Koreatown.
Okay, great. So a lot of the work is probably done in that area?
Yeah, all of the work on Make Apps is done in Koreatown. My partner on Help Her is actually based in Brooklyn.
Wow, got it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. So we're piloting Help Her in Brooklyn in the community, in a community that she works with. And so, yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm in LA mostly, though.
Love it. So for Make Apps, and as you go, you know, along this journey, being a startup and then essentially growing into a full-fledged company, is there a resource in LA that you like, something that is kind of like your go-to? Maybe it's even an online resource that might be helpful, kind of like a little hack for anyone with a startup in the same sphere.
Honestly, the We Are LA Tech Group is great.
Yeah.
I've met people through the group. I have learned about all kinds of events. I'll say that for sure. There are tons of interesting meetups in LA. There's just so many of them for different, you know, positions in technology, whether you're a coder or if you're a marketer or sales. Yeah.
We love that. Yeah. So now We Are LA Tech Experience Club. There's so many connections to be made there. And really, that's the basis of business. And when you come out from behind the computer, it's really, that is life. So that's incredible. We love that. So you have access right now to the audience and the community here at We Are LA Tech. If you had an ask for the community, what would that be?
Just keep building and making new connections and not being, and don't be afraid to connect with new people, to put yourself out there, particularly. You never know what could happen.
Love it. Yeah, sometimes the most unlikely relationships lead to the most mind-blowing success. Well, where can we find you? Where can we find Make Apps? You personally, if something resonated with someone on the show, where can we connect?
Connect with me through Facebook. I'm big on that. You can find me, MEGANMCGEE.
Megan McGee.
It's the name's totally in the title, so. But Make Apps, right now it's just sort of a simple landing page, but www.makeapps.io is where you can reach me.
All right.
Cool.
Reach you and connect. Well, thank you so much, Megan, for being with us on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Megan McGee, co-founder of Make Apps and co-founder of Help Her Bot. Thanks for rocking with us, and we'll see you next time. You're listening to the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.